I'm joined by Zainab Abdel Hadi Al Hawaja from Bahrain, who last night started a hunger strike in protest at the arrest of several of her relatives. Zainab, can you describe what happened to your relatives?
What happened to my relatives is that security forces attacked my home almost three, four days ago at 2 a.m. in the morning. They broke down the doors and they came into our house and they attacked my father before even giving him a chance to say anything and without giving a reason for why they were there. They beat up my father severely in front of us until he was unconscious, and then they took my husband and my brother-in-law as well. Since that time, we haven't heard anything about my family. We don't know where they are. We don't know what conditions they're in. They don't have lawyers. They might be tortured at this time that I'm talking to you. We don't know anything about them whatsoever.
And why do you think they were seized?
Well, right now the government is basically going around the villages in Bahrain and arresting a lot of people, not just my father, but I think they wanted my father specifically because he's a human rights activist and has been reporting human rights abuses in Bahrain and speaking out and saying that we want a democracy in our country.
So he was arrested simply for speaking out?
Yes, definitely. He was arrested for speaking out against the government.
And you started this. Tell me more about this hunger strike. When did it start? You know, who's supporting you?
Well, basically, in Bahrain, there's not much you can do when the government takes your family away. They come in with their guns and with their masked men, and they take family members, and they give no explanation. And you have no way of finding out where they are. And basically, I felt so helpless. I can't go to police stations, and even if I did, they wouldn't give me any information about my family. I have tried before to go and ask about my uncle, and they refused to give me any information, and they interrogated me and threatened me instead. And also, the lawyers, they don't want to take this case, and for two different reasons. First of all, the government won't give them any information about the detainees, but also because they themselves are scared. And they feel that if they stand up for a case such as my father's, they will be targeted too. Therefore, I felt helpless. I did not know what to do. I don't know what condition my father, my husband, brother-in-law, and uncle are in. Based on the reports we've been hearing, there's a lot of torture going on in the jails, and there are people who have been killed in custody. So all I could think of doing is basically to go on hunger strike and demand that they be released as soon as possible.
You've written this open letter to Barack Obama. Yes. In a nutshell, just describe what your message to him is.
My message to Barack Obama from the very beginning, even when we protested by the American embassy after February 14, was that the Bahraini people had high hopes in the American administration, because the American administration always repeats the same words that they stand for freedom, for democracy, for human rights. In my country, they had a chance to prove that they do. They had a chance to stand with pro-democracy protesters, to stand with the Bahraini people. Instead, they have chosen to stand with our dictators, with the tyrants. This is not understandable and it's not acceptable at all. My message to Barack Obama was that I myself personally had high hopes in him because he's of African-American descent, because his people had to fight for civil liberties, that he would understand what we are going through in my country, where we have no rights to speak, where we get punished for speaking for our rights, for our basic rights. And I chose to write to him because, as I said in the letter, that our government does not care about our human rights. They do not even care about our lives. But the American government should, based on what they've been saying that they care about. Barack Obama has been calling for change in the Middle East, that he would like to see democracy in the Middle East. But in reality, his actions say otherwise.
Have you had a reply?
No, I have not.
Do you expect one?
I'm not sure. I have hope that eventually the American administration will try to make right of what they've done already. But until now, my hopes in the American administration have been shattered. So I do not know what to expect from them, but I'm waiting.
And how many sort of messages of support have you had? What's the response been?
Well, I'm an activist on Twitter, and the response I've had on Twitter is very, very inspiring and has given me a lot of strength, because I see people from all around the world telling me that they send me all their support, and that they're standing by my side, and that they believe in our cause. And that in itself is something very great, that people from all over the world know what's happening in Bahrain and care about my people and my family. So that has been great, and also the media has been covering this as well, and I'm hoping that the media covering this and people knowing about what's happening will put some pressure on the Bahraini government to at least give us information about where my father and my family are.
Are you frightened?
I'm very frightened for my family, especially that on the same day that they took my father away and my other family members, there were two deaths, people who died in custody, and the government announced these deaths themselves, like they're not even ashamed of what they're doing, that they're torturing people to death in jail. So I'm very afraid that I don't know what will happen to my father and my husband, my uncle and my brother-in-law. I don't know if they're safe. I don't know if what kind of news we might get from them. Families of the detainees who died just suddenly got a phone call to come and collect the body of their family member. So I am very scared for my family.
Are you scared for yourself that you may be arrested?
I've been thinking of that possibility for a long time now, since February 14. I've been active and I've been saying my opinions honestly on Twitter, and I've been speaking out against the crimes of our regime here. But honestly, after they had taken my family members, that's what I was most afraid of, that they would take my family members. And right now, I'm not really worried about myself. I'm worried about them.
Okay, Zainab. Thank you very much.
Thank you.